Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Mark, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. We're going to talk about a poem you chose about delirium. Delirium is the acute confusional state. It is the inability to focus, sustain, or shift attention. It develops usually in a short period of time. Usually its onset is hours to a small number of days. It tends to fluctuate over the course of the day and is typically caused by a medical condition, perhaps a drug, a substance intoxication, or a side effect of something. The preponderance of evidence suggests an important role for prevention of delirium using non-pharmacologic multi-component approaches, particularly in high-risk patients. That would include things like avoiding multiple medications and dehydration and sensory impairment, identifying and treating quickly acute illnesses, and providing both supportive and restorative care to people who have cognitive decline already. And when appropriate, controlling dangerous and severely disruptive behaviors using perhaps the lowest dose possible, short-acting pharmacologic agents. Clearly, there are times when patients do need medications, often antipsychotics, to protect them and staff. At least that's been the conventional teaching. These antipsychotic agents, traditionally, when given prophylactically and in low doses, have been studied and have been associated with inconsistent benefits, particularly with regard to incidence and severity and the duration of delirium. So the poem that you found comes from the Annals of Internal Medicine. It was published late in 2019. It's an electronic version, so I'm not going to give you the long electronic number, but it attempts to answer the question, should antipsychotics be used to treat or prevent delirium in hospitalized patients? So, Mark, what did they find, and what's their recommendation?
Yeah, this was a systematic review of randomized trials that compared antipsychotics with either placebo or with another antipsychotic for prevention of delirium. So they found 14 RCTs, about 4,300 patients, and 9 of the 14 studies that had most of the patients were at low risk of bias. They were all done in the inpatient setting, including 7 in the ICU. There was, as you would expect, some heterogeneity in terms of the patient population recruited, the setting, the dosing and type of antipsychotic used, and how they evaluated outcomes. Overall, Haldol doesn't affect delirium incidence, duration, mortality, or length of stay. So that's a really important finding. There was insufficient evidence to draw conclusions, they say, on the effect of Haldol on delirium severity or sedation. They did find some evidence that second-generation antipsychotics, novel antipsychotics, can reduce delirium incidence in the postoperative setting. So that's only one thing, incidence in the post-op setting. But these drugs, the second generation, didn't have any effect on hospital length of stay or mortality. And they also said that there's insufficient evidence to determine the effect on delirium severity, duration, or sedation. In terms of safety, they found no statistically significant differences between Haldol, second-generation antipsychotics, and placebo with regards to the rate of cardiovascular events like arrhythmias and QT prolongation or neurologic events. Now, this was in the Annals of Internal Medicine, as you said, 3rd of September. There was another systematic review. This one found 16 RCTs and also included 10 observational studies, a total of 5,600 patients. And they found that Haldol or second generations compared with placebo didn't affect delirium duration, mortality, sedation, or length of stay. The second generation antipsychotics did result, they found, in more cardiac effects, specifically QT prolongation compared to placebo. Their conclusion is probably different because of those observational studies, which do allow you to measure harm of administering the drug. So basically, the evidence does not support the routine use of Haldol, certainly, or second-generation antipsychotics for the treatment or prevention of delirium in hospitalized adults. There was a little bit of evidence that second-generation antipsychotics might reduce incidence in the post-op setting specifically. So that's prevention, really, reducing incidence. More research is needed. More studies are needed to confirm that. The use of second-generation drugs does lead to increased QT prolongation, so they need to be closely monitored while they're on these drugs.
Yeah. The one of the outcome measures that I think is missing, and they talk about incidence and duration and mortality and length of stay, but one of the common uses of these antipsychotics is to protect either the staff or the patient from doing harm to themselves in the delirious state. I just wonder why that was excluded, since it was a major indication for the drug.
Yeah, I think you're correct. That is the usual indication in the sort of real world setting. And these studies had different inclusion criteria, so they probably had different. Some of them did use that as one of the inclusion criteria. But that's how patients kind of got into the study. It was probably, I assume, one of the components of the severity, outcome. So it probably was measured and it's kind of built in, kind of baked into that overall outcome.
Great. Thanks, Mark. May your week be absent of any delirious effects, and we'll talk with you again in a week.
I'll do my best. Take care.
Okay.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.